Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I went to Fort Hood all the time. I worked in Dallas, so I would watch the greatness of the men and women that train there and work there. And then recently we've had a spate of mass shootings at military bases. We had one last week, a Saudi pilot. And I wanted to bring Mike Lyons, Major Mike Lyons, who my favorite CBS analyst, quite frankly. He was in active combat. He led men in active combat, and he gets it. And he joins us. Mike, good morning.
Hey, Marty, great to be back with you.
So you're always a straight shooter with me, Mike. A lot of rhetoric this morning regarding the shootings at the bases and whether or not military folks should have firearms on the base. You tell me, sir. You live this, walk this. What do you say?
Well, two different situations. Yep. The one in Hawaii was an active shooter situation where the person was on active duty going after contractors. Obviously, some kind of mental breakdown took place there that was easily taken down. But this situation in Pensacola enrages me. I can't even for a second believe we're allowing Saudi nationals to sit in the same classrooms now. A Naval Academy graduate killed in the line of duty there trying to train to be a pilot. I can't even get my head around this on any level. So the president needs to step up here. Give 72 hours for all the Saudi nationals to get out of that course. Go home. We'll rethink it when the time comes. But there's no excuse whatsoever to have that situation have happened. And arming people in the class is not going to stop it. We're still going to have these crazy people. The bottom line is we need to fix this situation right away and get the Saudis out of these classrooms.
Big picture, Mike. As you know, we train thousands of pilots from around the world over the years. Do we cease and desist on all of it for now, or just the Saudis?
Well, no. I mean, so part of the reason why they train in Pensacola is so they don't have to train in Saudi Arabia. We can, we sell them lots of aircraft. Right. We just have to move this training overseas, move it into King Khalid Military City, their place where they can train. We do it for reasons that we think will help them become better pilots by training them here. But if they can't prove to be reliable, if they're going to have terrorist cells, if they're going to use this as a way to infiltrate our military, I'm sorry, zero tolerance. They get one shot at it, and it's been blown, as far as I'm concerned. So we'll go ahead and set up this training. It'll take place over in Saudi Arabia. It'll cost them a lot more money to do it over there. But we're not allowing them the privilege to sit in the same classroom with our young men and women who are trained to fight and defend for the United States.
Saudis, as you know, Mike Lyons, Major Mike Lyons with CBS, Saudis have come and trained here for decades. This is the first major incident. Why cut them all off based on one incident, sir?
Yeah, because I think the world's changed, and I think that we just don't know anymore. You can tie it back to 9/11. There were a lot of Saudis that were involved with that, sure. But the world has changed. We've got to get to what I'll call a zero trust environment. We do it with our networks. We don't allow people within our cyber networks anymore unless we know who they are. We obviously didn't know who these people were that were sitting in this classroom. We had obviously no idea that this major or this captain or whatever he was from the Saudi military was capable of doing something like this. And I'm sure there was indications out there someplace, and I hope we weren't politically correct and we didn't want to take notice and look at the red flags. But if we can't figure this out and vet them in a proper manner, then I'm sorry, they just can't sit there. So, maybe it'll change. It'll change in 3 to 4 years, and I put on my Twitter feed about we should do this only with NATO, and you can argue, obviously, the Japanese and the Australians, of course. But the bottom line is, this is unthinkable that a green-on-blue attack happened in Pensacola.
Disgusting.
And I'm sorry, Mr. President, you're going to have to do better than the kingdom that's going to take care of those families, because that is not going to cut it. You're going to go tell the mother of that incident that was killed and murdered that the kingdom is going to take care of you. That's not going to cut it.
Major Mike Lyons, so there are 5,500 temporary visas issued to Saudi military personnel by the State Department. You say take away the visas today and get them out of here.
Goodbye, good luck, all of them. I mean, the world will go on. The world will be will be a safer place. It's not going to. We'll figure it out on the other end. But given the fact that these people were murdered in our classrooms on our American soil, That's a zero tolerance. We can have no tolerance for that on any level. This is like an ambassador being killed, of which our government did nothing.
They did.
When that ambassador Stevens, nothing, fundamentally nothing. So I want to see more outrage from our government drawing an extreme line on this, and we'll figure it out in a couple years. You know, they might be able to come back, but for right now, you have 72 hours to get out of our country because you've proven that we can't be trusted.
There's a lot of folks saying good guy with the gun takes out a bad guy with a gun. You don't subscribe to that, Mike, Major Lyons, on military bases, sir?
I think that opens up another can of worms on a couple different levels. Believe it or not, there are some people in the military that carry a weapon in combat that are not necessarily trained to carry it in that kind of environment.
Right.
So I think that we've never had that situation before. It's the same argument used, obviously, in a classroom,
right.
And it's the same problem we have there. But, it gives you another to-do as a person in that class. You got to take care of a weapon, a sidearm. Those folks are there. Those pilots are there to learn how to fly planes and combat and be warriors for us. They're not there to worry about having to defend themselves. It is pathetic that this situation happened, and again, there's got to be more outrage for it.
Mike, you know I respect and admire you. I've had you on, we've been talking for over a year. I've never seen you this angry. Have you been this angry before, sir?
No, I can't. No, and I'm a little vested in this. I have a son as an ensign in the Navy who's got friends in that class. So
I get it, and
he's deployed right now. And again, I just look at this as a green on blue attack that took place on our soil. This isn't Iraq. This isn't Afghanistan.
No.
This isn't these places in the far. This is our country. And this is something to me is of the level of an ambassador getting murdered. And we better do something about it besides thoughts and prayers and sending a review of how the process works.
I agree with you, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
He's absolutely the best. So do we do that? Do we deport, in essence, all Saudis, 5,500 of them, on American bases today? 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Give me a buzz.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.